Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is truth versus ego. I thought it would be fun to just tell on our crazy ego thoughts, the lies that our head tells us, and then say, but what's the truth? Because I'm constantly doing that during the day. Are you? Do you do that?
Yeah, I have to bring myself back to truth. Yeah, when my mind tells me a scary story, I have to then bring truth behind it.
Yeah.
Because it does. It wants to go there. But at the same time, you can't fight with ego. It's not like you can get in the boxing ring and put your dukes up like, okay, this is the way it's going to be. It's kind of just reminding yourself, right?
Yes.
It's just like a gentle, it's not arguing with ego. It's just a gentle reminder of, okay, what's my truth? I know my head is talking right now and is saying gibberish and trying to scare me as it likes to do. But the truth is, and whatever the truth is at that moment, right?
Yeah, no, arguing with ego is a hot mess.
Yeah, it's you're not going to win. Ego's going to kick your butt all over the ring.
It is.
It is. You're going to lose. You're going to be on the ground.
Oh, it will, because it pulls out the big guns.
It does.
It goes for, like, it'll go for you. Yeah.
It'll have you in a headlock. You'll be kicking your feet trying to get it to let go.
Yep. Exactly. And that's probably about the time I'm thinking I'm probably checking into the loony bin. So when it has a hold of me like that. Whew.
Tess, it has a hold of a lot of people. Look at our country.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's got a hold of a lot of people. They believe their thoughts. That's the crazy part. We're fortunate that we know that our thoughts are crazy, but there's a lot of people out there that believe everything they think. My mother is a perfect example. Your mom, I don't know, but my mom, yes, my mom believed everything she thought. If she said it, if it came out of her mouth, it was the gossip. Gossip, well, it was gossip, but it was a gospel to her. That's it. I mean, she never questioned her own thoughts.
Yeah.
So, and I never questioned for a long time until I did. And then I thought, wait a minute, she's not so right about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, we didn't question the adults in any of the households that I lived in. No.
But I mean, even as an adult, I listened to her.
Until
that one person said one thing to me that woke me up. And that was a counselor, first time I ever did counseling. Many, many years ago. And the counselor said, is your mother always right? Well, up to that point, I believed everything that came out of her damn mouth.
Yeah.
And I honestly probably dropped, my jaw probably dropped open. Like, huh? Like, it just never registered in my brain that my mother could be wrong. Even though it made me feel crazy because I didn't align with her thoughts. So I felt like I was a crazy one because I didn't think like she did. So, yeah, that woke me up. That was the beginning of waking up.
Yeah. I guess for me, it was getting a taste of truth and getting a taste of, like, what a real trustworthy person looks like. Because for me, it was always, don't trust anybody else, trust what we say, which was a hot mess. Lies. Lies. Lies and just crazy paranoia and fear and just, oh my gosh, so much fear. So, yeah, I think that was a wake-up call for me. Like, maybe I shouldn't be trusting this. Maybe I should be trusting truth and trustworthy people.
Yes, there you go.
Still working on that.
And it's a process, right? It's taken many, many years to undo those messages that were handed to us as children. Absolutely. And that's what happens for everybody. That's why things are so off in our country, is because, you know, people were handed things as children and then have grown up without questioning them. Unless, you know, for us, it took hitting a bottom, right? Yeah. It took hitting a very low bottom with our addiction before we started to get well. So we're really lucky that way, because without that experience, Chaz, we'd still be walking around like a lot of people, just so clueless.
But believing their heads.
Yes, recovery changed our life deeply. And I feel so blessed and so fortunate that that I had all the experiences that I had that brought me into recovery. They weren't pleasant. They were pretty awful. But I hit a bottom. And in that bottom, that once you hit bottom, there's only one way to go.
Yeah.
Either for dead. Sure. Either dead or you're going to come up.
And yeah.
I guess it was time to come up.
Yeah, it was. Time to live, I guess.
Time to start living. Time to really start understanding life in a deeper way, in a more loving, compassionate way, you know?
Yeah.
I think that we just live in times where people are just, there's a lot of self-centeredness. I think we just are living in a time where it's me, you know, instead of us. Somewhere we've lost the us.
Me, and more, and power.
Exactly. And so...
Nobody's seeing anybody.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. So what we can do is our part, and that's our work.
Yeah.
Right? We can continue to do our work. And
keep seeking truth.
I never thought I'd say the day when I was grateful for my, you know, experiences... with addiction, but I'm deeply grateful. That's the truth. I'm deeply grateful.
Yeah, it got us here.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. And I look at my other family members, because really, honestly, I'm the only one in recovery. My sister's and her husband can say she's in recovery for 20-some years. BS, okay? Yeah. I know of at least two relapses she's had. She probably hasn't counted those, but there's probably lots more.
Calling her out.
Yeah, I think she was slipping in my mom's meds as my mom was dying. I think she was one for you, one for me. Oh. Anyway, or maybe two for her and one for him. Yeah. Anyway, that's how she rolls. But when I look at my family, there isn't really anybody in recovery that's working a program. And I just can't align with their thinking. I can't. It's just the world they live in is the world I used to live in. But it doesn't feel like home anymore. It doesn't feel like family. It feels very alien to me.
I really understand that feeling.
Yeah. And that can be scary at first, you know, because we hang on to our family regardless of all the craziness. It's still our family. It gives us a sense of our identity. So we have to work really hard on ourselves when we, you know, are not looking for our identity through our family. It's forced me to do a lot of work, but it's also given me more freedom.
Hugely.
Because I let go. I was the one that let go of pretty much a lot of the ones that haven't died, okay? Except for, of course, a few. The rest of them, I've completely let go of those relationships. I ended them myself. I couldn't do crazy anymore. I just couldn't. And truth, they don't want to hear truth. They don't like truth coming out of my mouth. They began to resent me. That's what I felt, the energy of resenting me for speaking about things that I know were true things. They didn't want to hear truth. Because it smashes all their ideas.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, and I am telling on my sister all the years I kept my mouth shut. No, thanks.
Maybe it's time.
Oh, it's been time. I've been talking.
Yeah. Not
gonna quit talking. No.
Yeah.
Not gonna be anybody's secret keeper anymore.
Mm-mm.
No. Not in that way, not in an unhealthy way. If somebody tells me something personal, of course, that's different. But the unhealthy secret keeping, no, thank you.
So I think, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if somebody commits a crime, and it doesn't have to be like a crime, then, you know, I believe in consequences today. I'm not the enabler. I used to not believe in consequences. I'd always try to soften it for them. Not anymore. I just get out of the way.
Yeah, you need to get out of the way.
We know that it was bottom that, you know.
Yeah.
When we started to get better, so it could be true for somebody else.
Yep. No, I was just going to say, I wanted to share some examples of our crazy heads.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. No, just, you know, on a daily basis, like the lies that my head tries to tell me. So the biggest one is everybody's going to leave and I'm going to be all alone. That's the infamous Chas story. That's the story that my little girl likes to play. And it's like, okay, so that plays. And it's like, but what's the truth? And I know the truth is that God is always going to put the right people in my life. I know that. Yeah. So that's a huge reassurance when I can let that truth in. Because no matter what, the people that are supposed to be here are going to be here. I'm never going to be alone. That's a stupid story. I am never going to be alone. Why would I be left alone?
Well, that's like, that's your childhood story. But even then, God put people in your life, right?
Did.
God put angels in your life.
Yes. Yes. Another one is, I'll be single for the rest of my life. Truth. Truth.
Yeah, what's the truth about that? I thought it'd be interesting.
Maybe I will be. I'll be okay no matter what. I guess that would be the truth to that, to my head saying that I'll be okay no matter what. If I am and if I'm not, I will be okay.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. You asking me? No. You know your truth. Yeah.
People will leave if they know this about me. I'm testing that one lately in our relationship a little bit too, just with this whole man thing. Like, I think it's a part of myself that I've just kind of shoved down. Like, haven't really brought it fully
to the light. You've kind of hidden it, but it's an unhealthy part of you. That's why you're hiding it. That's why you've hidden it.
It's coming to the light. But what I'm seeing is, well, nobody's leaving for one, but it's also truth. It's actually bringing me closer to, it's bringing, I guess, like what we were talking about this morning, a more closeness and more intimacy there.
Yes.
Like in the mess, I'm finding that I feel more connected to you and to the other women in my life.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. I know you're heading in this direction, turn in the right direction, in the direction of truth, right?
Yeah,
because you just want to hand truth. You just want to put trust in people that are deserving of your trust.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing's kicked up a lot of fear for me. Like, I was convinced everyone's gonna be gone. They'll be gone. Everybody's leaving. No, nobody's left yet. Do you know the stuff that I have shared? Yes, you do.
I think I do, Jess. I've heard a lot worse.
I know, but this is my crazy head. These are the stories that it plays. If I don't fix this for my son, like, he'll leave. Like, I think that's a fearful story. Like, if I don't fix these things, like, he's out. Like, if I don't make him happy. Like, now that story doesn't play like that, but I see that that is behind what I'm doing. Like, that is behind it. Like, I don't think, ooh, if I don't do this, Bryce is going to leave. But I'm still in there trying to.
But the intent is still there.
Yeah.
Even if it's unconscious, it's still intent.
And the truth there, Bryce is my son, and he's always going to be a part of my life no matter what. So that's a stupid thought, too. Yep. Like, where's he going to go, Chess? Where's he going?
Yeah, he's only going to have one mom.
Yeah. So, just, yeah, you want to share any of your ego versus truth?
Not particularly.
Oh, come on. Just one.
I don't even know if I can think of any. I'm sure there's plenty of them. You know, I mean, certainly with my health issues, it challenged me because, you know, my head wants to tell me this is going to happen. If you don't call the doctor, this is going to happen or this is going to happen. Then I'll see somebody. I'll be out at the grocery store and I'll see somebody that has a leg missing. And then my head will go, oh, my God, you know. And I have to reel myself back in like, you know, both, you got both your legs right now, Deb. Just silly, crazy stuff like that. That just, yeah, the mind continually is inventing stories. Just
always.
Inventing one story after another.
Fear.
And it's all fear related. Yeah, it's all control. It's control. All control because the ego is afraid of death. It's afraid of death. There's certain things that ego needs to stay alive. And if we feed the fear, if we feed the lies, we're feeding the ego. And if we feed truth, then I guess the ego's out of luck, right?
Yeah.
But we have to keep living truth so deeply that fear can't touch it anymore. Like, we have to continue to work on that and build that strong house inside, right? So when the storm comes, we'll be standing.
Really ask yourself, what's the truth here? You know. You know that the truth is in there. If you want to know it, you can find it, right?
Yep. It's there.
Yep, and we supposedly have a storm coming. yesterday I wanted to play stories about that. But the truth is, one, I like a challenge. So, two, I know that, I know I'll make it through the day. It'll be okay.
Well,
my word today is adventure.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to clear something up, though. You're concerned about the weather because of the wind, how it moves your delivery truck around, right? Like it moves it off the road, off the side. It sways.
It sways. Yeah.
So that's your concern today.
Yeah.
But not
the rain.
Yeah. Well, but at one time it was probably the rain.
Oh, before it was
that, it was probably the dogs, and before that was the gun signs. Before, like, there's been a lot of things. Okay.
I know it sounds crazy.
The long
driveways.
The turning around in the driveways and getting stuck. Well, that
I know. Amazon will never know what they have gifted me with this. Like, I'm not even being sarcastic. Like, this job has gifted me with a lot of confidence that I am just. Yeah, I didn't know. Things I didn't know I could do.
Yep, exactly.
I realize I just said where I work. I don't normally do that. Huh.
Oh, I thought we had already talked about that before.
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm positive. I've always said,
I think I've said it.
Oops.
I think I've said it, Jess.
Okay.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, I try to keep their name out of it.
Yeah, it isn't about Amazon.
I know. Oh gosh. Oh, yep. Filter must be leaving. Yeah. Anyway.
It isn't about that. It's about your lessons.
It is. And I'm saying a good thing. They've gifted me.
You didn't do anything wrong, Jess. Get out of there. See, there's your head. It's already like,
Yeah.
Somebody from Amazon's going to hear this. Report me.
Yeah. Right?
That's what the ego would do.
I know. What are the chances of that ever happening?
Well, if you think about it. You could increase it.
I could. No, I don't want that lesson.
Okay, well then throw it out. Just throw it completely in the dumpster.
No, I didn't do anything wrong.
No, you didn't.
You're right.
You sure didn't. Nope. Yeah. Your word is, would you say truth?
I said my word's adventure. Truth
adventure.
Too, though. Yeah, okay. truth too, but adventure. I just want to treat the day as an adventure. I feel a little more lighthearted about things that are happening right now. I just want to treat it as, okay, like I just, whatever comes along.
Acceptance. Just,
yeah. Don't take it so seriously.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
What's your word?
Quiet.
Oh, we're back to quiet.
Yeah, because this morning my mind's not very quiet. And I'm like, okay. Oh, no, I want my quiet back.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
That's my intention today, just quiet. I don't need to worry about anything else going on but quiet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it for me, Chess.
Well, thanks for being here today, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!